Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name's Mike. His name's Bo. His name's Dylan. And it is 7:43 here on a Wednesday morning. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. So much good conversation. We're going to have the wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock. You guys can weigh in on all the things we've been talking about throughout the show. I do want to remind you guys to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. That's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season. Well, every Falcons postgame show this season on the Falcons Network. That's on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It'll be a late night for both of us on Monday night because I'll be doing the postgame show. You'll be down in the locker room following the game with Dave Archer and talking to some of those guys. So a lot more Falcons conversation to come up in the show as we get everybody set for Monday Night Football against the Bills. We're going to talk a little bit of college football here before we do Which One Wednesday. Bo, you and I were talking off the air earlier. You say that there's multiple teams in this top 25 that are fraudulent, that you don't think actually belong, that you think will be exposed at some point this year. I need to know which three you're talking
about. Well, and look, let's be honest, they belong right now. But I call them false prophets earlier. Our guy Larry in the Chuck's always like, who are these name names? And I'm like, okay, I think you need to know I'm talking about teams and not people. But I think this is gonna irk some people. I think Miami's a false prophet. All right. I think Miami has played some good names, but I don't know if they've played teams, and they've played teams at the right time. They played Notre Dame at the right time. CJ Carr's first start. That kid looks really good right now. He's kind of starting to find himself. I think CJ Carr, if they had played Notre Dame right now, that game would look different. I'm not saying Miami wouldn't win.
Sure.
I'm just saying it could be different. They played Florida at the right time. No Dallas Wilson. They were in a slump. They were in the, you know, Lagway's coming off his worst game as a college player. He didn't play much better. Miami really got him frustrated. They did a very good job. I just think Mario Cristobal is a fraud. I don't think Mario Cristobal is a top tier coach. And I think that Miami loses two games this year, at least.
There you go.
Texas A&M. I'm not sold on A&M yet. That, you know, their win against Notre Dame was a freaking phenomenal game. But I don't believe Marcel Reed. If you make him one dimensional, I don't think he can beat you. I think he needs to be able to do both.
Okay,
I think they need to work.
I'll follow you there on that one.
And then the other one is Indiana.
Beat
someone. Don't beat Illinois. Beat Ohio State. It's, you know what? I'll say the same thing everyone wants to say about James Franklin and Penn State. I don't give a damn how many teams you beat and how many games you win in the Big Ten. Beat Michigan. Beat Ohio State or beat Oregon. Okay? Because right now, those are the top two teams in the Big Ten. And then, you know what? I don't even know what Michigan is right now. Beat someone. Beat a real team.
All right, let's do this thing. As a reminder, today and every day, Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We are going to play Which One Wednesday. I've got a couple sprinkled in here for Dylan, but we haven't talked to Bo in a week, and so I'm going to put him up to task. We're going to get to a cut coming up at 8 o'clock where Kirby Smart is talking about Jesse Palmer. All right, yeah. So I'm going to ask you right now, who is the better analyst?
Analyst?
Right, analyst.
Thank you for that. I'm going to ask you who's a better analyst, Jesse Palmer or Joel Klatt? Jesse Palmer or Joel Klatt? Which one would you rather listen to in the booth?
I would the mute button. Here's the problem for me.
You've never met either one of those guys, have you?
No. No. Actually, that's wrong. Actually, I haven't met Joel Klatt. We had Joel Klatt in studio right before he became the lead Fox analyst.
Oh, wow.
And Joel's okay. Nice.
Analyst. Okay.
I think Joel Klatt's a better actual analyst. Analyst? Oh, where you at?
Analyst.
The problem is Joel Klatt tries to be Danny Cannell. He tries to hate on every conference that's not the Big Ten or the Big 12 because he works for Fox. He tries to do the Fonbaum thing, right? He tries to be anti-SEC and just throw a love fest. And when he does all this, he gets out over his skis.
Okay.
I actually think he's the better analyst. Palmer wants to wave his pen around and get wordy like it's another version of The Bachelor.
Okay. All right. I don't mind that there. I think it's funny you were bringing up the mute button for that one. Hey, Dylan, I'll ask you this one. How about this? Would you rather play a noon Eastern game on a Saturday or a Thursday night? Noon Eastern game on a Saturday or a Thursday night? If you were an actual player, which one do you think you'd rather be a part of?
I would say noon Eastern on a Saturday.
Really?
Because while Thursday nights I'm sure will be lit, I feel like as far as getting a crowd out there, they're waking up maybe a little bit earlier, obviously, but you ain't got to worry about people trying to get right off of work and come to the game and a late-arriving crowd. You know they're going to be juiced up, ready to go, oiled up, and ready to cheer us on. Okay. So I feel like the atmosphere would be better.
I don't want to do this, but How many noon games have you watched in Central Time where they're actually 11 a.m. and it's like the sleepiest of all sleepy games?
Dude.
And
I ask because Bama's playing at Missouri.
Yeah,
it's rough.
It is the ultimate trap game.
Yeah, it really, really is. All right, let's go to the Falcons for just one second. How about this one, Bo? More important player versus the Bills, Jalen Walker or Brandon Dorless? More important player versus the Bills, Jalen Walker or Brandon Dorless?
So my instinct tells me to say Brandon Dorless because of, the effect he can have up front. But it's absolutely Jalen Walker. If you spy Josh Allen, it will be with Jalen Walker. He is so good in the run game already. He's a very good run-defending edge player. And what did we talk about earlier with not only talk about Josh Allen, but talk about James Cook and what James Cook does. And you talked about an edge player keeping his contact with the tackle but keeping his shoulder squared and pressing the running back towards the sideline. And Jalen Walker can do that, and he's also quick enough to pursue.
Bo, I'm actually going to disagree with you. I'm going to say Brandon Dorless because I think the main thing throughout the game, the theme throughout the game for this Falcons defense, if you can get inside penetration on Josh Allen, that will mean everything for this Falcons defense. So for that reason, I'm going to say Brandon Dorless.
Well,
I get your point on Jalen Walker, but I just think inside penetration is going to be a little bit more important.
I don't mind that. I think you wanted to see inside penetration as many times as you could. What I will tell you is this, though. The rush integrity is the only thing that matters because if you lose that integrity, it does not matter how much inside penetration you
all right,
get.
All right, let's move on. How about this one? Better head coach matchup this weekend, top 10 teams. Better head coach, Kurt Cignetti or Dan Lanning? Kurt Cignetti or Dan Lanning? Who's a better head coach?
Well, one looks like he I don't know if I can say that.
Don't say it.
I would probably have to go with Dan Lanning overall. I think Kirk Cignetti has done a good job in Indiana, but it's a lot of smoke and mirrors against bad teams.
Okay, how about this one? Who's more likely to save their job this year, Billy Napier or James Franklin?
Well, James Franklin will not be fired this year unless it completely goes off the rails and they end up with a losing record. So I would say James Franklin.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he'll at least get to the end of the season. I could see Billy being let go at some point. Hey, Dylan, I'll come back to you with this one. Here's a fun one. Who's more likely to win a three-point contest, me or Bo? More likely to win a three-point contest, me or Bo?
Definitely Bo. Mike, you just like you can't shoot, dog. I'm not even trying to like be too crazy about it.
Okay.
But you just don't have good form, bro.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to argue with what you just said about me, even though I was a professional athlete. All right.
That doesn't matter.
What about this man to my left makes it look like he can actually shoot is my next question.
I know what he's about to say.
What part of his look do you look at and go, yep, he can probably make it rain? Like, come on, dude. I'm not even going to talk about what you just said about me. And compare and contrast, what is it about him that looks like he can shoot?
Dylan?
Go ahead.
If this is a factually inaccurate statement, I want you to jump all over me. Go to any LA Fitness. And most every short white guy does two things. They play defense and shoot three-pointers.
He's absolutely right.
All right, that's fine.
And Mike.
But still.
Nikola Jokic, Brooke Lopez, all of them, you know, they're in the NBA, so that's different. Most guys of your size and stature just are not good shooters. All right. Dog, you're just not.
Fair enough. All right, let's get a couple more in here. How about this one, Bo? Interested to ask you this question. You just touched on one of these teams. If I were to give you Oregon, Miami, and Ohio State, or the field for the national championship, Oregon, Miami, Ohio State, or the field.
Taking the field.
You're taking the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's three of the, or what is considered three best teams in the country right now versus the field.
Yeah, I know. But Miami and Oregon have a history with their coaches right now of crapping the bed late.
Okay.
Sometimes in the playoffs.
All right.
And Ohio State, just not overly sold yet. I need to see the development of quarterback. Again, they played Texas. That's about it.
Yeah. All right, let's stay with that. How about this one, Bo? Most likely to coach Arkansas in 2026, Bobby Petrino or the field? Bobby Petrino or the field? Most likely to coach Arkansas in 2026?
I'm going
to
go Bobby Petrino.
Yeah,
and it pains me. I think that they're thinking you can go back home with the, and get the magic back, and they think enough time has passed since he was riding that hog with that co-ed on his back.
There's so many different ways I can go with that, but I'm not going to. We'll stick with this topic. You kind of answered this earlier, and I want to make sure this is part of the wake up call. You can call us coming up in the next segment. More likely to be upset this weekend, Alabama or Georgia? Spreads are the same, both road games.
It's Alabama for me.
Yeah.
We talked about the kickoff.
I don't disagree.
Missouri's a better team than Auburn. And Georgia, you know, the way Georgia plays is going to bring, to me, will bring trouble to a guy like Jackson Arnold.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see all those matchups coming up this weekend. Fun. All right, we do have to go to break. I want to play the sound, Kirby Smart, talking about Jesse Palmer when we get back. We'll also do the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. If you've got thoughts, who's more likely to be upset? Is it Bama at Missouri or Georgia at Auburn? Also, who's the most important player for the Atlanta Falcons defensively against Josh Allen and James Cook? Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.